Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I have Mr. Scotty Wriston.
Okay.
I'll put him on this one.
All right. And just a moment. Operator?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Scotty?
President, I hope you had a happy Christmas, did you?
Had a wonderful one, Scotty. Just couldn't have been better. We had about 75 degree temperature. Had 43 of my kinfolks in. We talked about our days as young as youths. We ate a lot of cornbread dressing. I've had indigestion ever since. A lot of good turkey. And I went out in a boat this afternoon, a little motorboat, and got some sunshine on me, and got my two daughters here, and my wife, and good friend Buford Eddington from Tennessee came down, going to go hunting with me in the morning. And I just called you to tell you that I thinking of you and hope you had a Merry Christmas. Appreciated your friendship and want your advice and counsel in the days ahead, because God Almighty, I got so much to do, I don't know how I'll ever do it, and I got to have some friends who will speak with candor. And the main reason though I called is Lady Bird wanted to thank you for your column. It appeared today. I don't know when it appeared in the New York Times, but San Antonio Express. I got a friend that thinks you work for him instead of the New York Times. Houston Hart runs San Antonio Express, and that's our local paper here. We get it out here in the morning, and wish you could be down here with us during this good weather.
I wanted to come down. As a matter of fact, I've got to go west, and I may go through there on the way west.
If you do, I won't be the third, fourth, sometime after New Year. If you do, let me know, and you can come out here with a copter 15 minutes from Austin.
Yeah. Well,
come out and have a meal with me. You ought to go see her, Scotty. It's going to be a mighty lonely someday when she's gone. My Christmas is very empty since I don't have my mama. But if you do, please let us know and come have a meal with us. Here's Lady Bird wants to talk to you before we run up a phone bill. She's the one that wanted to call.
Mr. Reston? What I don't really understand is how you know so much about it without having lived it.
I celebrated my 20th wedding anniversary.
We're only one ahead of you. Well, we had our 29th, and I must say, if I wished for two virtues, it would be elasticity and compassion, because it takes both. And
I don't know how well you knew old Mrs. Goldfinger's wife, but she was a great woman. She was Adolf Brock's daughter, and I remember during the war, she said a very wise thing. I'm very angry with that man, Chamberlain, because he ruined a wonderful word, which was a peace. Yes, you know, before the last war, before Hitler.
That, yes, it came to be a word of Elder Pugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, one runs along, pouring balm on the waters that have been stirred up. All one hopes to. Thank you. And we need it, and we value it. And let me say something to you. Sometime I would like to show you, quietly and serenely if possible, the wonderful country which has made our life, and which has made, well, Lyndon, whatever he is, because it's one of the Lord's blessed pieces of real estate. And I mean that. Sometime maybe you and your wife and your family will come down and see us. And now Lyndon wants to say a word.
Scotty, I want to tell you something real good that's come out of all this to me, and that is the great comfort and strength that I got from Bill Fulbright. I've been in with him a dozen times, and whether he's recognizing Dominican Republic or Honduras or what it was, the foreign aid bill, he's just been marvelous, and I don't know how we'd have made it without him. Doing a good job. Merry Christmas. Thank you. Thank you.